Fine. So we're in Perek Gimel, Chelek Gimel, Daf Pei Ches. We spoke about Achana for Shabbos, the importance of Achana for Shabbos. Not just the Achana, but the what the Achana expresses, Mashe Zemitbate, is the yearning, the desire, the wanting, the waiting, the excitement about Shabbos, the Avos HaShabbos, the recognizing the value of Shabbos. That's what the Achana represents. So now we'll see Kabbalah's Shabbos. Oid inim and yuchad the Shabbos, who inim Kabbalah Shabbos. Something else which is unique, special about Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. V'nei lo metzanu Kabbalah's yom tov v'kabbalah's eze mitzvah cheres. There's no other yom tov, no other mitzvah. We have a Kabbalah's Pesach, Kabbalah's Shavuos. You don't have that. You have the chag. You have erev chag and you have chag. You have sefer chag. You have Kabbalah's chag. V'tzarek bia lama rak b'Shabbos yeses inyan Kabbalah's upon him. What's the Kabbalah's upon him? Now, the truth is, based on what we've seen up to now, some of that we understand. Shabbos is the way Chazal talks about and relates to Shabbos. We'll see, for example, it says, Amra Shabbos lefonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos somehow has a life of its own. Shabbos talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shabbos ke'el yishiyot, it has some kind of a personality. It's got some sort of itselfness. Amra Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma shelo metzanu kein b'shum mitzvah cheres, chutz mi'atayra atzmoy. She'a tefillin medabrim. Or mezuzah, shayfa, but it's on Shabbos. The Shabbos medaberes. You don't see their tefillin talks or anything else that we do talks. The matzah talks, whatever. No, Shabbos talks. Shabbos medaberes. A Shabbos bo, a Shabbos holeches. Tabalos Shabbos, malava malka. Yishana ishiyut hanikra Shabbos. There's a certain personality. There's something here that you have to deal with. We don't see that in any other yom tov, any other mitzvah, that it has ishiyut. What's ishiyut? Ech matagim ishiyut? It has a personality. It has an essence. Shabbos talks. Shabbos comes. Shabbos goes. Shabbos gets welcomed. Shabbos gets escorted. Voice of makabel melchabda michinim. V'tzarich biu. Mihi ha'ishut hazu. Who's this personality? Who are we dealing with? Who's this individual, let's say, that we're dealing with here? Im zeh mitzvah ha'Shabbos atzmo. Is that the Shabbos itself? V'lamed afke b'Shabbos roim hisyachsus b'tzure ishit v'lo b'sha mitzvahs. Why in Shabbos does it have this certain person, this ishit personally? We don't see that in any of the mitzvahs. Well, the emes, Shaishut Shel HaShabbos Einu HaShabbos. As we mentioned and we've seen here clearly all the time, as one comes as a surprise to you, that the Ishiyut of Shabbos is not Shabbos El HaShchina Kadosha. It makes Shabbos unique, as we've said up to now, Shabbos Hi Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the aspects, one of the Megillos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Shchina Kadosha Atzmo. Ma'ashrayim Rim Boi Kala. We say boy kala. We're talking about the Shechina Kedosha. The Kabbalah Shabbos is Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Kabbalah Shabbos is being Makabal Pnei Shechina Kepshutle. V'akol kamo shidbaye b'kol akuntres hazeh. Everything that's explained that you've seen in this sefer, the kol mahusa Shabbos hi sho'olam kulo shoivas al yedei giloi inyan chidush ha'olam. Remind ourselves, all the clutter we've put into place. The essence of Shabbos is that the whole world is shoivas, is completely comes to a standstill via the gilui of chiddush ha'olam. V'nisha Hashem levodei b'yoyim haShabbos, and Hashem is alone on Shabbos. It's the gateway to perceiving ein od milvodei, because that's what Shabbos does. Shabbos brings that into the world. V'yishyut shel Shabbos hu Hashem isbarach. That ishiyut, that personality, that entity you're dealing with on Shabbos is Hashem Himself. Hamashorosh shchinosei betochenu derech haShabbos. He flows His shchina into us via Shabbos. Nimsa Kesha She Nichnesis HaShabbos comes out when Shabbos comes in. Yichud Hashem Yisbarach Makif is called Metzias HaOlam. When Shabbos comes in, what happens? Yichud Hashem is now, that's the reality of the world. There is nothing other than Yichud Hashem. Now, there's always nothing other than Yichud Hashem. But on Shabbos, you have the ability to mamash apprehend it, see it, and live with it, because that's the emes. That's why there's a unique mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos. You can't make Kabbal Pnei mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? A mitzvah is Hashem told you to do something. So you're doing a maisa, you're doing a pa'ula, you're doing a machshava, whatever. Rave mitzvahs we do with a guf. But the mitzvah doesn't have, you can't kabbal the mitzvah, you have to do a mitzvah. When you should buy the sargoshim, should sarich lechabed al yedei kabbalas upon it, mitzvah doesn't have some kind of a cover that you have to makabal it, you have to escort it, bring it into your home. You do the mitzvah.
It's interesting. We say also, when we come back from the Bet HaKnesset, we have two malachim come with us. It's also something special.
We'll see. In Machinami, we're going to deal with that later in the Sefer. In Machinami, we'll see. That's also part of it. Yes. Yeah. Why do I need two malachim to Malam? But what's going on? I come home every night from Shul. I don't have two malachim. I don't see Shalom Aleichem when I come home from Ma'ariv. Mm-hmm. Or Shachris. The Shabbos Ma'ariv. You have two malachim coming with you. Excellent. We're going to deal with that also, I think. I don't remember where, but he deals with it. Yeah. But all other mitzvahs, you don't have a Kabbalah HaMitzvah. Oh, you know? No, you have Kavanas, you have L'Shem Yichud, you have Hachana for the mitzvah, for sure. No one's saying not. But a Kabbalah, a reception committee that we don't have for any other mitzvah. She's Omer, Im Av Ani Ekvaydi. Im Av Ani Ekvaydi. If in my father, I will honor. I don't know. Aval Shabbos Kodesh, Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kabbalah Shabbos, He Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. That's what we have to remember. Kabbalah Shabbos is not just, oh yes, Shabbos is coming, and we have a little hefsek between the week and Shabbos. It's called Kabbalah Shabbos. No, Kabbalah Shabbos is Mamash Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. Boi Kala. I'm welcoming the Shechina into my essence. Umahein ha'alochas l'mais al Kabbalah Shabbos. What are the halochas l'mais about Kabbalah Shabbos that can help us understand more about this thing? Ha'im b'divre marana Riza Levi, Azal, v'pirush al ha'toyre, the Brisker Rov, and his pirush on the Toyre, shekosef sheyesh b'Kabbalah Shabbos shleish halochas. There's three halochas about Kabbalah Shabbos makbilim l'halochas sheneemru b'Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina shamatn Toyre. They are and built on the same Yesodus that was said by the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina at Matan Torah. Interesting. There's a hekesh. This kind of is a hekesh between the three halachas by Kabbalah's Pnei Torah to the three halachas that have got to do with Kabbalah Shabbos. So let's see what they do. Magbilois lahalachas shem b'kabbalah v'amitz v'tamtis dvar of ha'im. This is the essence of what he's saying. Just distilled down a little bit. The Matan Torah amru b'nei Israel. Said, we want to see your kingship. We want to see our king. V'akach nema lechel ha'am v'kadashtem hayoyim u'mecha v'kibsu simloisam v'ayinuchoynim leyoyim ha'shlishi. Hashem tells Moshe to go get them, to go get ready. They have to makadosh themselves, they have to wash themselves and they begot him, and on the third day they have to be ready. Moshe called them, he went to them and he brought them Likras Elokim, Likras Shabbos, Likras Elokim, Vahayim, Vahainu, Mikivin Shomru, Ritzonaini, Lirosis, Malkainu, Bola Kabul Pneshkina. They said, we want to see our king, so they're coming to be Makabul Pneshkina. Nischatshu b'zeh shalosh halachas. You see three halachas here. They came and said, we want to see Hashem, we want to see our king. And they came. The bola kabul pnei shechina. There's three halachas that come out of that event at Har Sinai. The first one is chiluf habegodim. Hashem tells him, wash your clothes, get your clothes sorted out. Diksiv kekipsu simloisam, go wash your begodim. Hashnia, the second halacha, shemuchanim. V'lo trudim v'asukim kashe tov v'ashchina. You're busy doing the last touches. You're busy. No. You have to be waiting. You have to be ready. The Shechina is coming. You're already ready. You're not running around doing. Kashevo Shechina. V'zeidu ksivayin choinim l'yoyim ha'shlishi. You have to be prepared for Yom HaShlishi. And the third halach is hayetzia likras ha'shchina. They have to go out to meet the Shechina. You have to go out to greet the Shechina. When someone important is coming to visit you, you don't sit in your salon. They knock on the door. You say, come in. No, you go out to greet them. The person's parents are coming from Chutz Laaretz or whatever. You go meet them at the airport. You don't wait for the taxi driver to schlep them into your house. The ktsiv yaitzi Moshe sa'am likras ha'elokim. Eilu shlosh halachos anitzrachos l'kabbalah plei shchina. Those are the three things that the Torah is telling us by Matan Torah, which was Kabbalah's plei shchina. That's what you need for Kabbalah's plei shchina. There's a Brisker Rav saying this. Umavai maran zal the gamba Kabbalah Shabbos mitzanu es oisen l'sholei shalachos. Those three things by Shabbos. First of all, achlofas abagodim l'kovod Shabbos. You don't wear the same clothes during the week that you wear on Shabbos. You have special Shabbos. You wash your clothes. You whatever you do, but you make a shinu and you begodim on Shabbos. Hashnia ma sheharatz. Ma sheharatz sheharatz berushus harabim lifnei Shabbos nikra ratz berushus. Don't know what he means. Good morning, Baba Kaman. I don't have a Gemara yet. I don't know what he means. How do you today? Shaloti kanesa shavuos huva any pone. Somehow you have to shaharatz brushus alamim lifnei Shabbos likra ratz brushus. Mishum alocher she boy veneitze likra Shabbos kala malchoso.
It's the roadside.
Huh?
It's what Sarah was doing. I don't know. They go to the field to.
Yeah. Kabbalah Shabbos is you go out to the field. Like this, Fadim do that. Rizal did it. Very good. Yeah. But I don't know what he means. What's that got to do with being ponoi? There to be ponoi. Then you go makabal the Shina. Lo we have to look at the Gemara. He brings it from the Gemara in Baba Kama there, the Flamed base. Lo zocher. Ein sham kol dvorov. Okay. V'lefiya mitbaye ma'an ifloy ma'dvorim ma'an shel ha-kabbalahs p'nei ha-shchina yesh oysam ha-lochas shel Kabbalah Shabbos. There by Matan Torah, it's unbelievable to think that Kabbalah Shabbos, every week we have the same three halachas. She Kabbalah Shabbos, he be'etzim Kabbalah's b'nei ha'shchina k'pshutei mamash. So what are the three halachas there for Shabbos? It's the big day Shabbos. It's the being ponoi to makabal the shchina, and then it's going out to makabal the shchina. Yeah. So Yom HaShlishi, so that's our Kabbalah Shabbos. Before you tell anybody this, you should be careful because you don't know what's going on Erev Shabbos. It's a dangerous time that. But women that light Shabbos candles when they're not ready in their big day Shabbos and then they get dressed afterwards to fancy up for the Suda, they're not being right. Because when they light the candles, that's their Kabbalah Shabbos. You don't go out to meet the king in your bathing costume or whatever. You go in your Shabbos, you get dressed up. Shehalocha shall big day Shabbos yalocha but Kabbalah Shabbos. Lekabel pnei hashchina bebegodim meyuchodim. You put on your big day Shabbos before Kabbalah Shabbos, not after Kabbalah Shabbos.
Yeah.
You makabal the shchina in unique special clothes. The kind of fushbul shulchan aruch. Yilbash begod of hanoyim v'yismach bebias Shabbos. You put on your special baget for Shabbos, and you be besimcha that Shabbos is coming. Kiyetzi likras hamelech u'kiyetzi likras chosin v'kala. Like you're going out to meet the king, or chosin's going out to meet his kala. Even under the chuppah, you see that when the kala is coming towards the chosin goes forward to greet her. He doesn't just stand there waiting.
Yeah.
He goes to meet her. That's Kabbalah Sakala. It's the same idea, yeah. Likras HaMelech, Yaitzi Kras Chosin Zakala. Rebbe Chanina Ma'ata V'koy B'fnei D'ma'ale Shabbos V'Omo Boi Neitzel Likras Shabbos Malchosa. Let's go out and greet the Shabbos. That he should put on his talus and he should go out and say, let's go and tell people today that still wear talus for Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, that's because of that. Okay. וכאן המוקם לאיר על החונס של הרגע האחרון עם כניסת השבת. Just a little bit of a מוסייה. ולפעמים כבר כמעט אחר השקיע עוד מסתובב בבייס ומסלק חף צמוק כלאחר יד. שזה ממש נגד הלוחה. He's talking about people who off the ski already, בין השמושס, are still running around using כלאחר יד to get rid of מוקצה stuff that's in the way. זה כנגד הלוחה. כמו שכוסף הרמב״ם, ואם היה ערב שבס בין השמושס פוטר מפני שהוא רץ ברשוס, כדי שלא יכניס השבס והוא אינו פונה. וברך השבס, ויישב בכבד ראש מייחל הקבולס פני השבס, כמו שהוא יוצא לקרס המלך. That you should sit quietly, בריסקרוב used to sit waiting for שבס, not doing anything, just sitting waiting to מקבל שבס. יישב בכבד ראש, sit there with a dignity, with a seriousness, waiting for שבס, the way you would wait for a king. היינו שבשעה שהשבס נכנסת, צריך שפוני ומחכה לבוא השבס שהיא קבולס פני השכינה. When שבס comes in, whenever your תוספת שבס is, you should be sitting waiting, and to be קבול, מוכנים לקבול פני השכינה. That's why we try to שוב קבולה שבס. It's very, I don't know, in חוץ לארץ, קבולה שבס was a big event. You davened mincha, and then you went straight into Kabbalah Shabbos, and the shul was packed. Nancy saw Kabbalah Shabbos, they sat at home quickly, and they rushed, they come to Maariv later. I don't know, Kabbalah Shabbos, it doesn't, it's like Hasidim, nachon, it's like Hasidim, Kabbalah Shabbos is a big thing.
Yeah.
But the yeshivas, they don't even say Kabbalah Shabbos. There are a few bochrim in the yeshivas saying Kabbalah Shabbos on their own, whatever. Now and again, one bochur will get up and do it on the time, but it's not a, there's a lot of, there's a lot of moshe tzarich. Kabbalah Shabbos has to be taken rasini. That's when you're being makabal the Pnei Shekhinah. והנה, כמה רחוק אימנו מהספר, הסיפור על הוויסנו, איך שיהיו גוימרים את כל האחונס כבר בחצוס ערב שבס. חצוס ערב שבס. I once phoned Reb Zelig, about 1 o'clock. It was a summer Shabbos. Summer. I thought I needed to speak to him. So his rabbit's not so bad. She said, is it ma'od dechuf? So I thought he was resting. I don't know what. So I said, it's not really. Why? She says, no, because once he's been to the mikveh, he doesn't speak anymore. Ulam adabeh. On Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos he speaks. But on Erev Shabbos, after he's been to the mikveh, he doesn't speak. Yeah. He's sitting there waiting for Shabbos. He's not sitting there chatting around. He doesn't speak. So if it's the chuf or something in learning, then he'll come to the fun. If it's a lot of chuf and it's not in learning, then call back on Motzei Shabbos. There were people like that. I have another friend. He's a lawyer. Talmud Chochem, but he's a lawyer. He told me when he got married, his wife said, there's only 2 klalim I have. The one is I don't do lunches. Don't come home for lunch. You can come up for lunch, but I don't make lunch. Yes. And 2 is, on Erev Shabbos from Chatzos, you're at home already. You don't work after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. Those are the only 2 things. After that, go do what you want.
Okay.
There were people like that. No, I'm saying there were people like that. Yeah, yes, Hashem did it. The people that bring in Shabbos at Plag HaMincha already. The people I know, I have a wife that does that. A wife brings in Shabbos at Plag HaMincha. So, she's sitting waiting for Shabbos. I can't. I bring in Shabbos at the last possible moment. I try being in the Beit Knesset already by the second siren. I try already being in the shul, but I don't always get it right. I mean, it's at, in summer it's easy. Now in winter it's at but I try get to shul for Kabbalah Shabbos. I try and be there, but there's hardly anybody there. I go daven Kabbalah Shabbos there. I don't know. Sometimes we don't even have a minion. So top. That's a bit of an issue. Okay, so that's what he's saying. Ve'ipnim kol acher chatzos hayom lekabolas pnei shechina. From chatzos on erev Shabbos, they were busy with pnei shechina. Yesh b'zeh tati, chad lechaber es hamelech hakovet shebo aleinu in knisas haShabbos. There's 2 aspects to this. The one is kovet hamelech that's coming to visit us on Shabbos. V'shnia shekol eiches hakedusha shel kol haShabbos tlu b'zeh. The quality of the kedusha of Shabbos that a person has on Shabbos is dependent on how the Shabbos starts. That kedusha of Shabbos ain't be yodeni lahasig al yedei shum ishtadlus shenoichel loyma shlum lishtadlus avachach meshach laila yom. There's no ishtadlus that you can do to bring Shabbos. As we said, Shabbos is a matan. It comes from Hashem. You'll say, tonight I don't get about tomorrow. I'll make ishtadlus kabbalah. No. You have to do it now. שזה ביודע של הקודש ברוך הוא. Shabbos coming into your house, he's told on Hashem, if he wants to come, he will, if he won't, he won't. You can't do anything. Rak hu is barach makadosh Shabbos. Only Hashem is makadosh Shabbos. Keshefi achone v'atzipir bo'achar kach hakir v'anoy Yisrael Shabbos. All we can do is get ready, prepare the kli that's going to become all the kedusha, but the kedusha comes from Hashem. When? At Kabbalah Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So if a person's not taking Kabbalah Shabbos and waiting and being makabel Shabbos properly, so then there's a fistfuss of the kedusha.
Yeah.
Like one more small step, yeah? You have a few more minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Beis, uma'ata gam be'inyan ha'chona im yuchedes rak l'shabbos kodesh, lama davke b'mitzvah shabbos yesh es chiyuv ha'chona, we mentioned that earlier, the mitzvah d'raisa, ha'chona for Shabbos, why davke Shabbos has this unique halacha, v'gam kem b'pnei tam zeh, for the same reason, she'ha'shabbos hi kev'yochel ishiyois mamshis v'lo mitzvah ma'isa greida. Shabbos is a personality. Shabbos is a somebody, not just a ma'isa. Ma'isa mitzvah. You put on tefillin. Tefillin is a kedusha, a heilige kedusha. But it's a ma'isa, it's a mitzvah. Shabbos is not a ma'isa mitzvah. Shabbos is a personality. There's a somebody here that you have to relate to and deal with. Moshe le'echad shelifnei chag ha'pesach shechoch lachin matzahs v'yayin l'layla seder. There was a person that on Erev Pesach, he forgot, whatever. Forgot to prepare matzahs and wine for Shabbos, for Pesach, for Leila Seder. Ein sofik, shekashe hoylech l'shchein levakesh kama matzahs u'bakbuk yayim, have a busha gedoy lelo. He comes and he knocks on the next door neighbor's door and says, sorry, can you lend me three matzahs and a bottle of wine? You magish ktzat where you been, kid, you know, you didn't notice people the last month have been getting for Pesach. For sure it's a busha. Mipnei shalachin mekoydem, you didn't prepare properly. Aval sof sof makayim ta mitzvah. He's makayim the mitzvah. You go borrow matzvah, you borrow wine, you makayim the mitzvah. Ah, you didn't prepare. Nishkofelach, you still did the mitzvah, nachon? You didn't an aveira by not preparing. You didn't mevatla mitzvah by not preparing. You just didn't prepare. So you borrowed. Okay, it's not pleasant. It's not the right thing to do. But at the end of the day, lo kara klum. Ve'en kan mi sheyaliv bo'ifin ishi mipnei sheshochoch zeh. No one else is going to be upset with him, except himself. He's a bit embarrassed. But he comes to the side of the table, his wife, his kids, no one's upset with him because he didn't prepare. There's wine and matz on the table. They tell him that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zolstak and Gesundzahn, is coming to visit you at 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon in your house. He wants to talk to you. The visitor arrives and he sees nothing. Yeah. The guys, he hasn't prepared anything. There's nothing. The house is a balagan. He's not even there properly. Ooh, he's busy. I don't know what he's doing. He's busy painting the machsa. I don't know what he's busy with the cows in the refet or whatever. Afilum akshav yisrotetzu bebaholav ase godel l'shchenim ulchaniyot leknoit kol madai oilam. He suddenly realizes, oh, Reb Chaim's there. He runs and he starts preparing, he starts borrowing, and he starts doing all of the preparations. Habez elbo in ishi godel arech shelo ishguchu alboy. It's an insult to your visitor that you didn't prepare. Someone's coming to visit you. You prepare. You depending on the level of the covet of the person, whatever, you know, you prepare something. Yeah, there's like nothing. No one even forgot he was coming. Even at the end of the day, everything's nice and prepared. Well, it's an insult to the person that's coming. Shelo ma'adini ma'yu chasorim lo. Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't need your grapes or your baklim or your Coca Cola or whatever that you prepare for him. Even if you make for him a steak, that's not lo chaselo. Shaleisha could send Babay, so he's got whatever he needs at home. He's not coming to you because he needs your food.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you didn't remember he's coming. It's a personal insult. You forgot that I was coming? You didn't prepare properly? Yeah. It's not because they aren't bufflim, they aren't food. On Pesach, if you don't prepare, there's no matzahs. No, nishka felach. If you don't prepare for Shabbos, it's an insult to the Shechina that's coming to you and you're not ready. That's why Chachon and Shabbos is so important. Kabbalah Shabbos, Chachon for Shabbos, is an expression of how much I value this personality, this real. Personality called Shabbos, which is really Kel Chai B'Kayam. It's really Hashem himself. Hashchina Kedoshah. Habo bichvoidai ubeotzma aleinu el beitenu im knisses Shabbos Kodesh. He bechvoidai beatzma comes into a house on Shabbos. There's nothing you can do to get him to come. But when he comes, you better be ready. Because if you're not ready, it's a big insult.
Yeah, we have to have the right kavanah. That means we are waiting. It's not...
Correct. The achonah is not so you'll be able... There's achonah by matzahs as well.
Yeah.
And there's achonah for Shabbos as well. Yeah. But it's a completely different achonah. Yeah. The achonah, yeah, is Hashem's coming to visit me.
Yeah.
But exactly. Pesach, Hashem comes to visit you also. That's not the point, but that's not the essence. This is you have to do Maisa Mitzvahs.
Yeah, yeah.
Shabbos is not Maisa Mitzvah. Mm-hmm. The Mitzvah is to be waiting and ready to be Makabal Pnei Shechinah, to accept the beauty and the Kedusha of Shabbos, but ceasing from Malacha. Mm-hmm. But you have to be ready. To be ready, you have to prepare. The preparing says, wow, Eze Yofi, Eze Yofi. Yeah. I have to take somebody today, whatever. So I told them, at 3 o'clock, I take you. If it's after 3, I nilo kachotcha. He said to me, why? You got plenty of time to get back before Shabbos. I said, no, it's not about before Shabbos. It's yeah. I'm not playing around, doing driving and schmutzking around an hour before Shkia. First of all, there's a pachad. What happens, God forbid, you get stuck, something is there, whatever. Okay, you'll get back. There won't be Chilul Shabbos, but it's not about the Chilul Shabbos.
Yeah, it's last time, it's not so good.
Showing Andi Machshiv et ha'oreach. I honor the guest.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you come the last minute, you tuck, you get ready. Anyway, we should be Zeiche Bezat Hashem to all the brochas and all the Kedusha.
Amen.
A guten.
Okay.
Menuche Dike Shabbos with all the brochas.
Okay.
Bezat Hashem on Sunday. Take care. Shkoyach God. No, your mom has killed me. I've been drowning in Gashmir for the last whatever, dealing with Arab workers and whatever. But at least I was able to carve out a bit of Kedusha. Shkoyach God.
Okay. Okay, Shkoyach, Tada Rabah. Good job. Thank you.